This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey, Griffin here. All these murders are made up. They're not real-life murders. That would be a weird thing for us to do. Take it away, song! Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Killed to Death.
Griffin.
Steve.
Murder.
And that, of course, was the wrong names for each other. If you're a new listener, we shouldn't do bits like that.
Whatever. They'll piece it together.
We are here, of course, in our house.
Yeah.
Jealous? Yeah, we've been here 2 years at this point now.
Almost to the day.
Me, Steve, and the third one.
Our awful roommate, Eric.
And over that time, it started out great. But the house is slowly falling apart. Yeah, we have some guys coming in today. If you hear any voices in the background or work out in the hallway behind us, they are fixing our house.
Mm-hmm. Because the upstairs leaked through.
Yeah, basically everything that was upstairs, kind of the tiles, the furniture, is slowly leaking through the floors. So if you're downstairs, you can kind of see the legs of the table kind of coming through. Yeah, you can see
legs of some of the people who used to live there coming through.
Yeah,
they're
the trapped. kind of trapped
in like a weird in-between state.
The metaphysical planes aren't lining up, so I think that's what they're doing up there.
Yeah, I think a comet flew over top. What was it, like 3 weeks ago?
I think that is generally the excuse in a lot of Stephen King work.
That's when it started.
He's like, yeah,
it's always about the comet.
There was a comet, and then Cujo.
And so, here we go.
Like, I think he always adds it afterwards. He's like, oh, wait a second, like, why?
But why would this?
Also, some work going on in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true. And that's just Eric. He likes to work out in the bathroom. So he's broken the mirror, he's shattered the glass.
Oh, in almost a cartoonish style?
Yeah,
where, like, he has the face kind of thing?
What?
Where you... Oh, your face looks in the mirror and the mirror cracks.
No, I meant, I literally meant working out. I meant that he likes to, like, throw weights around in the bathroom.
My bedroom has kind of been under a lot of work for a while now.
Yeah. Well, I think you anticipated that, so you put up, I would say, an excess amount of caution tape.
You think there's too much?
It's a comic. It looks like it's decorated for Halloween at this point.
Yeah, well, that's also the spider webs.
Oh, okay. But those are real spider
webs. Those are real spider webs. That is a real skeleton.
And you've put caution tape
The caution tape is the only thing that's a Halloween decoration.
Oh, okay. And that rotting pumpkin in the corner?
Rotting pumpkin in the corner. I still haven't put him down from last Halloween. You got to take out your old pumpkins and shoot them.
Yeah, you can take them out back and shoot them in
the
head.
Day after Halloween. They it's very sad.
Yeah, that is very sad.
Steve, speaking of skeletons, speaking of death, speaking of things that cause death, speaking of murders, speaking of solving murders, would you like to start the show?
Yes.
The victim. Philip Gibbers, found dead in the elevator of their building. Today's guest, Pam Spunk, condo superintendent who found the body. Pam, hello.
Hi.
Hey, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. Don't be scared for any of the decorations.
Okay.
If you want something from this bowl of candy, you can go ahead.
No, thank you. I try to stay away from sweets.
Oh, yeah? You got a bit of a sweet tooth?
Yeah, and then I'm up all night with that sugar.
That's true, yeah. No caffeine, no sugar.
I'll have coffee, sure, but not afternoon.
Oh, okay. And I apologize for the circumstances. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I guess not apologize. It wasn't me.
And, well, oh, I hope not. I hope not.
Okay, so we can cross.
We're doing great work already.
Yeah. It wasn't me, I should say that.
Okay.
It wasn't me.
And Pam?
Sorry, was it me?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay, great.
That's three down.
Nice. Three down.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, I'm more of a lover.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't fight Philip.
No, I've never fought Philip.
Okay.
I've only suggested he pay his rent on time.
Oh, you're a lenient kind of fun superintendent.
Oh, well, sure, sure. I mean, my mom always said, she said, Pam, if you get a smile on your face, the world will go your way.
And you are superintendent of this entire building.
Oh, yeah.
This is located in Toronto?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Whereabouts?
Oh, it's just right near High Park.
Mm. Oh,
what a beautiful park.
How many units in this?
How many units? There is 10 units.
Okay, nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, including my 11.
So you live in the building as well?
I do. It's, nice. You know, work and home is samesy. If you love your work, you don't work a day in your life.
How many stories is this if it's only 10 units?
Oh, 4.
So you got... no, it's going to be too much mental picturing
to
figure it out.
Well, it's kind of a bizarre building because it used to be a mansion.
Oh, okay.
And then it was one of those sort of mansion situations that then got divided up into different apartments. So they're all a bit wacky
and fun.
And
this wasn't
fun.
Your mansion to start.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Bam comes from simple beginnings.
But now look at you, superintendent of a building.
Yeah, watch out. I've got a blazer.
What are the duties of a superintendent?
Well, I got to keep the hallways clean.
yeah, that's number one.
Honestly, no one wants to come home and see a bit of hairball in the hallway.
Is that the big issue? It's normally hairballs.
Well, honestly, yes. I have a lot of women in the
just
building
shedding
with long hair, and one man who sports a ponytail, and they shed quite a bit.
And sorry, was that one man Philip?
No, Philip was bald.
Oh, so now you're down to a bunch of women and one man with a ponytail.
Yes,
oh,
he was
yes
probably the best for keeping the hallways clean.
Oh, Philip didn't shed one bit.
No, he would collect hair, if anything,
no, but he
from
was
what
a
I know
hoarder
of magnetism. He was a hoarder.
He was a hoarder.
Okay.
Lots of junk in that trunk.
Yes, though he that had trunk a slim butt.
Yeah, of course.
A trunk meaning his apartment.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Somehow men can get away with not having a butt.
That's not fair.
I don't.
It ain't right.
If you saw a woman without a butt, you'd say, "Where's her butt?" And then
that's the first you would ask them politely, of course.
Where's your
excuse
butt?
Me, ma'am.
Where's your butt?
Where's your butt?
I couldn't help but notice.
Yeah,
there was no butt.
Some women are going as far as to get injected butts into their own butts.
The Brazilian butt implant, or
is it Brazilian?
I believe so. Everything's Brazilian.
I thought Brazilian was when you take
that's
all your
wax
hair off.
Yeah, that's the wax.
The Philip, as they call it.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, ha-ha.
Do you think that's what he was having
he's
done?
He's quick. What?
Do you think that's what he was having done?
Who, to Philip?
Philip, yeah. Do you think he normally sports
what,
a full afro?
Who knows what kinky stuff people get into? I try not to get into that. I serve their needs as a superintendent. I don't ask too many questions.
I like... Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you meant for yourself.
Yeah, same.
Oh.
But you mean your tenants you don't like to get
no
into
no, you got
to
keep business and life separate. So I get the rent. I make sure that the sinks run fine. And then I stay out of their kinky little business.
Do you think, in your best guess, do you think there's a lot of that going on in your mansion?
Oh, sure. I hear some funny, funny sounds at night.
And you're just up laughing and laughing.
You know, sometimes I like to play tenant bingo.
Okay.
Okay.
So I put a card down and I say, what am I going to hear today? Maybe a giggle, maybe a scream, a couple orgasms, a dog howling. One of our tenants loves to play some late night Nat King Cole. And then I just, you know, if I can't sleep, I play tenant bingo.
If you happen to have sugar too late, I guess. Yeah.
True enough. Yeah. Sometimes it sneaks in there in those fruit juices.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Because fruit's actually sugary, you know, as much as it's healthy. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
This is an ad.
For or against fruit?
I think it's for fruit to goes. I don't really know what their stance is. But
oh, yes.
Fruit leather, yeah, very yeah sugary.
Yeah,
very
is that,
sugary.
Is that like a slang thing, or is it called fruit leather?
It's called fruit leather. We've actually talked about this on an episode. Maybe,
have we called this?
Oh, only 4 or 5 episodes ago, we've talked
what
about fruit leather and how it applies to fruit. Fruit to goes, yeah.
One is a brand name?
Yes.
It's like Kleenex and tissues.
It's like car and Ford.
Glad we used 2 examples. Now we all get it? Okay, cool.
So you're there, you're cleaning the halls, making sure the sinks run fine.
Yes.
What apartment are you in?
I'm on the first floor, so that if anyone wants to come in and knock on my door, it's easy to find me. And I don't love the elevator myself. It's a bit clunky.
Oh, there is an elevator.
Yeah. Well, that's where Philip was found.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Shit.
And it's
edit that out.
You fucked up so bad.
Edit that out. I'm so fucking stupid.
It's one of those smaller elevators, you know, the kind where you think, oh, if I needed to fit a couch in here, it better be small.
Yeah. Like a love seat kind of max.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was not a freight elevator.
No, but it was one even of, it was a tighter one that you'd find in one of those 1920 kind of.
Oh, with the gate that shuts and a doorman in there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, but no doorman, but yes.
You can be your own doorman in this elevator.
Yes, true enough. You've got fingers to point.
you just have to point at the buttons.
Oh, well, push them. You're right.
A push is just a big point.
I've always said that.
A push is a aggressive point.
Take me back.
Anyways, I woke up that morning.
Yeah.
That's morning for you.
That's morning.
I woke up and said, "That's morning." And I had a bit of
pointed out the window.
That's morning. And I fancy myself a little bit of a psychic, you know, in the sense that I can feel when I'm having a bad day. So I woke up and I thought, "Ooh, I could go back to sleep," which is a normal. I usually love that morning. So I got out of bed. I put on my blazer and I thought to myself, before vacuuming the lobby, let me just check the elevator.
Okay. But you said normally you don't like the elevator. Does that mean
don't like to use it. I use the stairs.
But you always check it?
Well,
or was this a vibe you got that morning?
It was a vibe I got.
It was just
the
feeling. Okay.
Usually I vacuum the lobby, then I vacuum the elevator, then I go up the stairs and vacuum the second floor, and so on and so forth, till I'm at the fourth floor.
And then you walk back down, I'm sure.
And then I walk back down, I have a cup of tea, and then I go and take care of any toilets that need tending.
But this day, before you even vacuum the hallway?
Before I vacuum the hallway, I thought, Pam, let's see what's in the elevator today.
Oh, now you're a little excited.
And I opened the door and there and I saw these feet.
Okay.
These feet. And then attached to the feet, a full man down. And I could tell it was Philip right away because there was his cue ball head glistening up at me.
Hard to kind of look into the elevator because of the light kind of reflecting back out.
Yes.
So he was lying down.
Yes.
You're talking face down? Face up?
Yes. Face down. Because all I saw was the bald.
But entirely in the elevator, his feet weren't like sticking out or anything.
Nope.
Okay, so he could have come from any floor.
Oh, wow. I've narrowed it down to 4.
Now, well, and we can eliminate the main floor, too. Presumably, he does not live down with you?
No, no, he lives on the fourth floor.
Okay. Oh, the penthouse.
Yeah, well, there's two apartments up there, but they are the two biggest apartments.
Oh, so it's not just his unit up on that floor?
No.
Who else lives up there?
Trevor, the ponytail.
The ponytail man. Okay. Wow, so already, what an odd couple.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of the two of them together.
Oh,
back
my
to back,
God.
Arms crossed.
I like this place clean, and I have a bald head. I like this place clean, and I have a ponytail.
Yeah, these two will never get along.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that they did.
No.
I had a condo barbecue, and this is when I thought, Pam, you got to keep everything separate. Anyways, the two of them were playing a bit of table tennis, and it got very heated.
Heated?
Heated.
About what?
I don't know. I guess competition, table tennis.
Just arguing about how the rules of table tennis.
I don't know. I wondered.
It's called bing bong. No, it's table tennis.
Well, I don't mean to be diminutive. Is that diminutive? Diminutive, but you know, reductive. Here we go. But sometimes men can be a bit competitive when they're the only two men in the room and there's a room full of women.
Remember when you fucked up earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
There we go. This is what's happening.
We're the only two men in a room full of women.
I mean, if you take out the two men, this room is
full of women.
I'm filling it up.
So you had a condo barbecue. Everyone came.
Everyone
came. So you did
get
to see everyone interact.
Yes. Layla was there. Karen was there. Shamira was there. Cheyenne was there.
Does Philip live alone?
Yes.
Does Trevor live alone?
Yes.
Okay. So they are the only two people up there on the fourth floor.
Yes.
But you got a little glimpse of them interacting. How did that end? Did you try and separate them?
Philip ran up to his room and didn't
come
back.
He was upset.
He felt emasculated.
Oh, okay.
So Trevor won.
Oh, yes. Wow. Trevor's got a quick wrist.
Now, let's go back to when you found the body. Did you get a look around the rest of the elevator?
Yes, I noticed that it was very clean.
Thanks to you, I'm sure.
Yes, and then I noticed that he had some groceries in his left hand.
Okay, so this was not this was also not a grocery robbery.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no one killed him for his groceries.
No, no one wanted his veggie pate.
That's all that was in that bag?
He was a vegan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's probably coming up, right? Then he just bought his groceries.
Oh, yes.
But also means that it didn't happen... Oh, wait, no. Depends how it happened. I was going to say it didn't happen in the elevator if the elevator was still so clean. But I suppose it could have been a clean death, lethal injection or something.
Yeah, now let's talk about the rest of his body. Yeah.
Okay.
Was there any noticeable wounds? Any noticeable small needle marks from a lethal injection?
Thank you.
Oh, I mean, I didn't want to really poke around before some police or EMS got there. But I did keep a keen eye while they were inspecting the body just to make sure. You know, I hear that when people die, they poop themselves. And I thought, we just replaced... Oh. The rug in the elevator, and I thought, no, don't shit on it. And I also heard from my friend who's a nurse that death shit is the grossest shit.
What's different? Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Because your body relaxes to such an extent that any sort of extra toxic stuff you have in your bowels, it releases. So a death shit is the smelliest, stinkiest, fouliest shit you will ever shit.
Wow. You haven't heard Eric's. Seen Eric's? Smelled Eric's. Fuck. Edit that out.
Well, that's two for me.
So anyways, I was keeping a keen eye and then trying to offer a tarp that I had from a camping trip. And I did notice that when they turned him over, he had eyeliner on.
Oh, and this is unusual.
Yes.
Oh.
So it made me think, was he going to a party? And sure enough, he was dressed all in black. So he looked like a bit of a goth.
Oh, okay. You think he was going to a goth party with his veggies?
I don't think he was in theater, but... Okay.
So maybe a night before party?
Oh, boy. Yes.
Came back, a little grocery run.
We do have a 24-hour milk and things right by our house.
What do they sell?
Milk and things.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. This is the Big Mac rebranding. They're all milk and things now?
Milk and things. Yes, yes.
Yeah, it must have been expensive to take off all those Mac logos and put on milk and things on all of them.
Mm.
So he still could have been going down, too, on his way to a party. We don't know yet.
Oh, maybe he's bringing veggie pate to the party.
Well, yeah. If you're going to bring veggie pate to any party, a goth party seems right.
But it's also a morning.
Why is that?
It was the morning.
You know, they're so sad and...
So are vegans.
And when is the last time before this you had seen Philip? Wasn't that barbecue?
No, the barbecue was a week before his death. So I saw him the night before. I saw him the night before. I was doing just a little check of the lobby before I go to bed because I have a lot of fears about burglars and killers. So I just like to do a little...
Yeah, this could not have helped.
Yeah.
No, so I just like to do a little check of the lobby. Sometimes I bring a candle, I say a prayer. So I was doing that in my little robe and my little nightie, and then I saw...
Very like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, you get a little nightcap.
Yes, exactly. So I was just doing that, and I saw Philip come in a bit of a rush, and he said, he's always usually very kind, but he said, hi, Pam, excuse me. And I said, oh, Philip, what are you doing? And I couldn't even finish my questioning, and he was in the elevator.
Just aggressively points past you.
Yes.
And then gets right into the elevator.
He needed to be somewhere.
And sorry, that was the night before?
Yes, that would have been 8 o'clock. I'm an early to bedder.
And he was not dressed in his goth attire then? He did not have groceries?
No, he had some shopping bags, so maybe... but I don't think it was grocery bags. It looked like it said, it was H&M.
Oh, that's the from the things section of Milk and Things.
Yes.
They do have an H&M section.
Fast fashion.
Hair and makeup. Is that what it stands for?
Hair and makeup, yeah.
Oh.
Also, he was, that's where he got the eyeliner.
That's right.
It was H&M.
That's right. Right. In that little aisle. Oh,
well, the hair section's not for him, I guess.
No.
He only needs M.
Yeah.
So he goes up That was around 8 p.m.
Great.
Yes.
You're out there and with your candle. Do you have electricity, right?
Isn't it still light out?
Yes, but you know that when a ghost passes by, your candle will flicker.
Or the wind.
Oh, so it's like a ghost warning system.
There's no wind in
the lobby? But there are ghosts.
There are ghosts.
Your place is haunted.
Well, I think so. It's a big old mansion.
Have you experienced yourself? You mentioned you're psychic. Oh, wow. Have you ever experienced anything supernatural yourself in this house?
I would say, and that we don't have air conditioning in our mansion, but sometimes you'll hit a cold spot.
Oh.
So you like tell me what
that shiver you get when you pee?
What?
Yes. But
you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. No. You know, I heard that that's like 2/8 of an orgasm.
Yeah, I guess. If you're like also, what's the other thing?
Sneezing.
Sneezing, yeah. Yep. You sneeze.
Oh, don't sneeze and pee at the same time.
You sneeze and pee at the same time.
What a mess.
Get that shiver. You're a quarter of the way there.
I don't quite know this shiver you're talking about.
Really?
It's like when you have a pee.
Oh, I'm familiar so far.
Yeah, you're with us so far?
Yeah, no, that I have done.
Just okay. The last bit's coming out, and then your whole body goes, ooh.
You never had that? It's a pee shiver.
Pee shiver.
Google it, then delete your history.
But that happens sometimes. A little cold shiver, a little cold spot.
I feel a cold spot, you know?
Mm. And I guess that's also what the candle's helpful for.
Yes.
Because it gets a little cold. You can, yeah. Now, did we mention when they rolled over Philip, there was eyeliner.
Mm-hmm.
Any noticeable wounds?
You know, his mouth looked particularly dry.
Oh, dry mouth.
Been dried to
oh,
death.
He's probably high. Wait, ugh.
In your building? Kill you?
What? Ooh. In my building? Wait, yeah. What?
I didn't know if you'd be mad that people were smoking drugs in your building. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, whatever keeps you calm.
Oh, okay, great. So you don't care. But it's more the fact that I don't think that can kill you. Is that what we're getting at?
Can you overdose on weed? I don't do it because I'm already paranoid enough.
Oh, yeah. Burglars, killers, ghosts.
Yes.
Okay, well, all right. So he might have been high at a goth party then with his veggie patties.
Oh, what if it was that, you know, there's that rotten rave
pumpkin?
Rotten rave medicine going around.
Oh, M?
DMA. What?
Oh, I short for it. Just one letter.
M. For makeup.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe that's the M in H&M. Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy. It's heroin and MDMA.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, yeah. Because heroin is called H and MDMA is called M. So H&M.
Has anyone ever thought of this?
Hmm? Has anyone ever thought of that?
Guys, probably not.
Free MDMA stand-up bit called for you. M?
Hmm? MDMA called M? Hmm?
Well, I don't do a lot of drugs.
And no sugar.
I don't even like to take Advil or Tylenol. If you have a headache, have a glass of water, for God's sake.
Go to bed.
Go to bed. Have a glass of water. You're probably stressed out. Everyone's over-medicating themselves.
Right.
Have you seen Trevor since you found the body?
Well, we did go around. We had to talk to everybody in the building and ask them where they were and if they heard everything. And Trevor was real weird.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, and he had a woman in his apartment.
Is this new for Trevor?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, I don't go up there often.
Right, and he's got a ponytail, yeah.
Is that in the bingo?
Wait, what?
Just, I don't know, general.
Finding Trevor
woman?
With a woman? Oh, my goodness, I might add it now. But no, I knocked, and his hair was down, which you don't see very often.
Oh, wow.
And I saw a woman in the bed, and... Trevor said, what? and I said, well, there's been some bad news. And and he said, I'll tell you some bad news. I heard Philip dancing around his hoarded apartment all night. And I said, well, he's not dancing anymore.
So he was dancing that
well, apparently,
the night before.
Yeah. Apparently.
Oh, wow. So he was going up with his makeup bags. He was a little annoyed, but he was going up to dance. That's what we pieced together.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he was pre-partying something.
Hey. Practicing some moves for the party, for the goth party.
Yes.
Maybe he was anxious when he passed you because he was nervous about dancing.
Yes, that could... Oh, no. That could be it.
Okay. Now, did you go to his apartment?
Phillips?
Yeah.
Yes. So the police and the EMS wanted to go in there.
Of course, you had to let them in.
Yes. So I let them in. And when I let them in, I scooted in first because, you know, they always like to get you out of the business. And I thought, this is my building. And
they were trying to take over landlordship of the building?
No. Like they probably didn't want me in, the, oh, okay. in his apartment.
And you were like, I do want to be in his apartment.
Yeah, so I just scooted in. Scooted right by them. I'm quick. And
wow, I just remembered how fast I am.
There was all these, as I said before, he was a hoarder. He loved magazines.
Oh, that was his hoard?
Stacks of magazines.
Yes, so stacks and stacks of magazines, National Geographic, Teen Vogue, just so many.
the 17, big ones.
Oh,
wow.
What's that one, the American
This is
Psychology.
An adult man.
Yes.
Okay.
He loved everything. Sports Illustrated. Oh, okay. Maxim. horses. Entrepreneur City, New York, the New York one, New Yorker.
And these were all in neat stacks according
yes.
to type.
Yes.
Were any out of place?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. He was not reading that night. He was dancing between the stacks.
Yes, so there was a little circle in between the stacks. Where
the dance ring,
I guess you're right. There were some candles in this dance ring.
Oh,
and a
dance pentagram.
Oh no. Well, there wasn't one of those stars things.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he was a Wiccan.
No, just goth.
I think a lot of people assume that goths are Wiccan, and
it's a little PSA
and I
moment.
Think that's because of the craft,
because they both practice.
Because of the movie, The Craft. Oh, you don't know it because you're men. But for women, that movie is really it's something that makes you a woman.
Everyone has to watch it to become a woman.
I mean, you guys are a bit young, but if you're ever dating an older woman, mention The Craft, and
they'll go crazy.
Yes, you'll have a wife.
What we're going to do is take a quick break.
Okay.
We got a lot
to
think about here.
We got to watch The Craft.
We got to watch The Craft. We got to find out what kills you and only leaves dry mouth. We got to find out what Philip was doing up in his apartment with a bunch of candles and a dance ring.
Yeah, good luck.
Probably dancing. Great, we figured that out.
Good luck with that.
And we're going to be right back.
Okay. I hope I'm being helpful.
Hey, want to see me and Steve live, but think just the two of us might be a little much? Our improv group, The Kids Table, is starting a monthly live show. The rest of them are all killed-to-death favorites. Gavin Pounds, Shannon LaHaye, Laura Lee, and Alex Cabrera-Aragon. The fourth Saturday of the month, 11 p.m., Bad Dog Theater. The next one, September 22nd. That's in 1 week, or 3 years ago, depending on when you listen to this.
Hello, and good day to you, sir.
Where are you going?
And ma'am, good day.
Hello.
Good day.
I said it before... I need to watch The Craft.
You're leaving to watch The Craft?
There is an older woman who I have a crush on, and I need to watch The Craft.
Who is it? Do I know her?
You don't know her.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, keep that a secret.
But you're going to know.
Oh, okay.
When she's my wife, and after I... What should I tell her after I watch The Craft? Just I've seen it?
You just talk about it. Just mention
okay.
things about it.
Oh, just plot points. Just
some plot points, and then just say, what a...
Is it generally regarded as good, or is it just a real, like,
it's
milestone?
A movie that shapes you.
Okay.
Who's in it?
Neve Campbell.
Oh. Scream herself.
Who else is in it? This woman with wild eyes. I'm not good with actors' names.
Old wild eyes. Okay, so but I don't need to know the name.
You know Riverdale?
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you been watching that new show Riverdale?
I've read the books.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a show on it, and the person who in the show plays Jughead Jones's dad is also in The Craft.
Papa Sprouse?
Papa who?
Sprouse.
Cole Sprouse is the boy. So he's saying it's actually his father. But anyways,
that's
the point
his
is, I need
get
to,
out
I need
of
to,
my
I'm
room.
I'm trying to find a wife. Goodbye.
Leave.
Watch right. The Craft.
I'm working on it.
But this room is still full of man and still full of woman. We are here with Pam Spunk, You are the superintendent of a building right on the edge of Hyde Park.
That's right.
Do you overlook the park?
Oh, we get a little view of some trees.
Are you down by the zoo?
No. We're up up on the Bloor side there.
Oh, you're on the Bloor. Oh, do you get to look at the station?
No.
Oh, okay. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Do you get to hear it at least?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Hear the train pulling in and the train pulling out.
You are in a, it's a four-story building with 10 units.
Yep.
At least one on the bottom and two at the top, and then 3.5 on the two floors in between.
Exactly.
The two tenants at the top, Philip Gibbers.
Yep.
And Trevor.
Noah. No relation.
No relation to Trevor Noah.
No. Yeah.
He probably hates that.
No, he's always like, that's not me.
Anytime it's on, he just points at the TV.
That's not me, he says.
Just more of a reminder to himself.
Yes.
Philip was found dead in the elevator by you, face down with veggie pate in a bag, eyeliner on, black clothing, looked like he was going to a goth party,
mm-hmm.
Which was new for him. The previous night, he had pushed by you into the elevator in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime in between, he was heard by Trevor dancing in his hoarded apartment, where you then found, to support this theory, a dance ring with a lot of candles and magazines. Seems like a fire hazard.
It does, yes. I was always asking him to get those out of there.
Oh, you knew about the candles. Or no, the magazines.
Well, I knew about the magazines. Yeah.
Because he'd always be bringing them in, like, on a dolly.
Yeah, but he, you know, stack. Hoarders are often assumed to be quite dirty, but he was a clean hoarder. Just
right,
hoarder,
well, his head, yeah, totally clean of any hair.
Yeah.
Probably his biggest defining feature.
Yeah, he loved a Brazilian wax.
And when you found him, his mouth was totally dry, and you did not answer this. Was there, in fact, the fabled death shit?
If it happened, it happened outside my elevator.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, so it can happen later?
Oh, wait, that doesn't make any sense. no, I guess it just didn't come through his pants.
So it might have been in there.
Well, it did stink in there.
Oh, okay. Stink like shit?
Shit, and, well, just... But like I said, it was a death shit, so it has that extra death smell. So it just smelled, it just
So then it smelled bad. That's yes. How you can tell it's a death shit.
Yeah. This is your
Was that
room.
You?
No, I'm not knocking.
Don't accuse me of that. It wasn't, you were looking at me.
No, I was saying, you looked at me as if to say, open the door, Pam.
No, I looked at you because I was
this
scared.
This is your room. Oh, you're scared.
You have way more experience with, I'm sure, tenants and visitors.
Oh, sure. Hello?
Oh, that's... Come on in.
Oh, thanks so much, man. Hey. Hi, Pam. Hey.
Trevor, what are you doing here?
It's me, Trevor Noah.
Hey, it's Trevor Noah.
No, it's not me.
Oh.
That's not me. It's me, Trevor Noah. Hi,
yes,
Pam.
The tenant. It's Ponytail.
Oh, I can tell by your ponytail.
Yeah, it's me and my ponytail. Pam, I just wanted to come to say I wanted to apologize. I was very rude the other night.
That's okay. Maybe I interrupted your lovemaking.
Admittedly, you did. Admittedly, you did. I don't like to be one to not answer the door, but I was, let's just say I wasn't in a state to answer the door.
All right, fine, I'll give you a high five.
Thanks, dude.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, just want to say I'm sorry. I mean, you're super nice, you're a superintendent.
Oh,
and
that's
you,
sweet.
You've always been really nice to me, and I don't want to get, I didn't want to, you know, have any animosity between us.
No, I usually don't knock before 9, and here it was, 7:45 in the morning, and I was knocking on the door, I understand. Yeah. But, you know, what am I supposed to do? Not tell you that, hey, the elevator's out of service today because there was death in it.
It was bad. It was bad news. I understand. There was death in there.
So you're obviously well aware of the death of Philip.
Yeah.
That's what
How do you know?
Well, we've been sitting here not just talking about your late night adventures, but also the death of.
You've been talking about me.
Yeah, we were talking about you and your lady. Pam was gossiping.
Oh, you're just throwing me under the bus.
Pam,
I mean, you asked me what happened.
Did you tell
that
this
night.
Man?
I didn't tell who the lady was.
Oh.
Pam's been hearing noises and plays bingo.
What the hell?
Oh my goodness, you're just pushing me under a bus.
Aggressive point.
You're aggressively pointing me right under a big old bus. So what?
What are you talking about, Bingo?
Okay, you know what? Fine. I'm not ashamed of myself. I don't figure out where the noises came from. So in my room, I can hear things. It's an old building.
You're playing Bingo with the sounds of me and what whoever this lady may be.
Oh, well, Trevor, get over yourself. The women in the building have much more interesting lives than you.
Yeah,
so
right.
Often you don't even make the bingo board.
Great. Great. That's really good to hear.
But we have also...
Well, I'm the only guy in the building now, so who wins now, huh?
Trevor.
Put down that paddle.
Sorry. I'll play anyone here. I'll do it.
Trevor, a man is dead.
I have fast wrists.
Quick wrists.
Don't raise your voice when a man has died. What we're mainly talking about is what happened to Philip. Now,
yes.
You mentioned you heard him dancing.
Yeah, he has been dancing. I was going to lodge a complaint because he's been dancing every night for the past few weeks.
And so I'm going to go ahead and say that Trevor's not a complainer, so this is, you know.
Well, he's the only one on the floor. You know, an old building, you can hear things. And all I can hear is him shuffling around, dancing.
Shuffles?
Yeah, this shuffles of him dancing. He's using headphones. I don't hear any music or anything. But he's dancing around. You can hear it. The squeaking floorboards, the shuffling. And then he muttered to himself, that's not how you do the move. That's not it.
Oh,
and
so he was practicing a dance.
Yeah, he was obviously frustrated with himself. But it was annoying. It was all hours of the night. This guy was dancing incessantly. He was obsessed.
I wonder if he was entering some kind of competition.
I don't know, but I was getting pissed.
Oh. Well, is there any big local Hyde Park event coming up?
I have no idea. Oh, boy. Well, I guess it is, you know, the fall. Oh, yes.
The fall.
Well, something that I've noticed in my years of being a superintendent is that people often single throughout the summer, gallivanting with their sexes around, will, in the winter, shack up.
Hitching season. No, cuffing season.
What did you say?
Cuffing?
Hitching season?
Hitching season.
Oh. Hitching.
Have you not? Cuffing.
Cuffing?
Cuffing.
Cuffing?
Like the Pokemon.
Like cuffing and wheezing. No, it's cuffing.
Like when you cuff yourself to someone for the winter season.
Oh, handcuff.
Oh my goodness, I've never heard it expressed as cuffing. Sounds so...
Not a fan. Not a fan of that phrase.
I don't know. I wouldn't like someone to say, oh, I've cuffed myself to Pam. I've gotten her flesh cuffed on me to keep warm through the winter.
Now, do you have anyone in your life, Pam?
You cuffed right now.
A little bit of drool from Pam.
I am seeing someone in my own building, which is unprofessional, but I Emily and I fell in love. Oh,
you have kept this a secret.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
Well, I'm just saying that has not gotten round because
no
one in the building's
quiet.
Talking about this.
No, we're very quiet.
Well, everyone is talking about you and your lady.
Yeah.
So I
guess one's playing bingo with you and Emily, I guess.
No, I don't play a bingo with Emily. No, we only have one sleepover a week. That's our rule.
Okay.
Yeah. We've both been single most of our lives, so we don't like to intertwine too much. We have our own apartments.
Who is the person you met, by the way? Because this is a new visitor to the building. This could be important.
What do you mean?
Who is the woman in your bed? Maybe she
slipped
Philip a sneaky
woman.
No. And his mouth got so dry, he died.
She didn't sneak any M, okay? I'm positive.
No?
You wanna know why?
Why?
Because I was sick of him and his dancing around, so I gave Philip some weed. And she was like, don't do that. Yeah, I did. I sold Philip some weed because I thought it would calm him down. I thought he'd maybe stop dancing and just chill, like read a magazine or something, right? Instead, the dancing only got worse.
Yeah, just slower dancing.
Yeah, but louder somehow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You sell weed out of my apartment?
Yeah, normally it's out of your apartment.
Trevor?
What?
This ponytail guy is a real...
Do you want me to put it down?
A real what?
Sneaky Tuesday.
Is that true? You mean a real sneaky Tuesday?
I only let people buy it on Tuesdays. That's my thing.
So wait, you still haven't answered who this woman was.
I don't want to say. What?
Why?
Is she in the building?
Is it someone Pam would know?
Is she from the building?
She knows. I'm from the building. It's an older woman.
Oh, talked about the craft.
Yeah. Talked about the craft, and then, next thing you know, we're cuffed.
I've got to stop telling men that.
Yeah, look what you've done.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that at the barbecue, and I was like, all right, I'll try this. And now...
Yeah, are you telling everyone you meet about the craft?
Well, it's honestly how I got Emily, and then I
Oh, she's an older woman.
Well, she's my age.
So I'm hoping
so, regular age.
Yeah, thank you.
Well played.
Thank you, thank you.
No, but this woman is older. Like, older.
Oh, and she still likes the craft?
Oh, she loves it.
Oh, boy.
Can't get enough.
Is there anyone older in your building? Who do you think this man... Oh, no,
it's not in the building.
Where is it from, then? Why are you trying to keep it a secret?
It's one of my mom's friends.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't want to say. What if she listens to this?
Nobody listens, except for one guy in Spain.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm glad I took time out of my cleaning schedule to come and do this. Oh, boy.
We're here to solve a murder.
Yes.
Isn't this important?
So you don't think it was your mom's friend who you're banging? So...
We're cuffed.
We already established... Yeah, you're cuffed. Okay. We've already established that weed does not make your mouth dry.
No, it does. It just doesn't kill you. It would. It would have made his mouth dry, but it's not going to kill you.
Right, but that explains the dry mouth. So we still don't even have a cause of death.
What if it was the veggie pate?
Oh, yo. What
if it was a rancid cashew?
Now, I'm gonna reveal something about me here. I feel a little vulnerable. I do not know what a pate is.
A pate?
And I'm so sorry.
Oh, a pate is...
You know pad thai?
Oh, yeah.
It's not that.
Oh, Trevor, you are no help.
And I'm not Trevor Noah.
Okay. A pate is... okay, so you're at a dinner party. There's cheese.
So far, so good. Great.
There's crackers. Then beside the cheese and crackers, there's a small dish with kind of a square-looking, often pink... Square,
it's
almost
dog
like
food.
It's spam, but it's okay. Not. And that's often a pate with a little knife. So usually it's some kind of meat.
Oh, it's like a spread?
Yeah, you
yes,
cut it off.
Thick
and you
spread.
Throw it on your cracker.
You throw it on your cracker, okay. Right? A sort of a thick, meaty spread. Now, if it's a veggie pate, it's not made out of meat, obviously. It's going to be made out of some nuts and seeds and vegetables. So cashews. Sunflowers, little broccoli, carrot. Yeah.
But that would have meant he would have eaten some of that before he left for the party up in his apartment.
Yeah, that'd be odd, I guess.
Well,
you're going to bring it to the party, you know, you're sampling your pate.
Let's jump back to the next day.
Okay.
Whoa. When you went into his apartment.
Yes.
You saw the magazines. You saw the candles.
Yes.
Did he have any kind of fancy spread out?
There was a tub of baba ganoush.
Are you talking about his bathtub?
No.
That would be so disgusting.
That would
the
be so much ganoush.
Of a bathtub filled with baba ganoush.
A bathtub full of baba ganoush.
That is so disgusting.
Because
to think
the
about.
Texture is bizarre to begin with. You know, a couple bites into baba ganoush, and I'm thinking, what am I eating?
You're not thinking, I want to cover my whole body in this.
No.
Hummus, maybe.
I agree. Yeah. I never am halfway through a tub
bingo.
Of hum and thinking, what am I doing?
Yeah, you're like,
this is right.
I should have bought two. That's what you're thinking.
But baba ganoush, you can put mayonnaise in it or not, and that's the sneaky difference.
And which one's good?
You know, I don't know. Either way, it makes me feel weird.
But so there was a tub.
Yeah, okay. All right.
A small tub of baba ganoush.
So he could have been snacking up there.
Yeah.
Does baba ganoush go well with a pad thai?
Pate?
Yeah, I could see that. Dips and spreads.
Yeah, dips and spreads, dips and spreads. Should I tell you, Ryan, I should clarify that I didn't do it. Should I clarify that?
Yeah, great.
Do you guys have to go around the horn and say if you did?
We've already narrowed down
three.
Cool,
okay. Yeah,
go around the horn?
Yeah.
Around the horn is kind of around, I guess, microphone is the horn in said expression.
Yep.
And we go around each taking a turn to talk. Not something we're used to.
More of a I'll jump on the horn at once kind of show.
Yeah. Everybody climb on the horn.
But yes, we've gone around. We've
okay,
said
cool,
we didn't
cool,
do it. You
cool.
didn't do it as well.
No, didn't do it.
And can we rule out Diane or whatever your mom's friend's name is?
What the fuck? How'd you know?
Wow.
I think everyone's mom's friend is named Diane.
Okay, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm seeing Diane, but no, she didn't do it. She was scared enough the fact that I found out I sold weed. Yeah.
We still don't know for sure. That it was this rancid cashew.
No, that was just kind of a throwaway.
I mean, that would explain a foul-smelling shit, but I guess so would a death shit.
Yes. But I will say that vegans have rather spunky-smelling shit.
Oh, a lot like you. Is that how you describe Pam Spunk-esque stuff?
Oh, damn it. No, I have very clean
shits.
Clean shits. You know, if
okay, well, let's go around the horn. So do I.
I do not.
If you're not eating well, your shit will smell worse. You know, as animals, it is evolutionarily
diminutive.
Yeah.
Recedent.
redundant.
It behooves us, evolutionary-wise, to have smellless shit. Otherwise, if you're scampering around the forest with a big smelly shit, a predator can find you.
But wouldn't it? But if you were a predator to mark your territory, wouldn't it be good to have a smelly shit?
Oh, if you were a predator?
Yeah. Does it depend on your needs? I'm a predator.
So it was these rancid cashews.
Oh my goodness. You're just rolling over the fact that he just whispered into a microphone that he's a predator?
I didn't hear it. He whispered it. It was a secret.
I need to tell Diane Keaton to stay away from Trevor Noah.
He's a predator.
No relation.
Trevor Noah is a predator. We can say this on this podcast.
Oh no. He's such a well-spoken young man. No, not this one. Oh, this one.
I'm talking about versus prey. Of the two, I was the dominant man in the building. You know, two men in a room. One's got to win. I won.
Are you telling me that you would go in and take a shit in Phillip's apartment? Is that what you're telling
us? Metaphorically, I'm not shitting in his apartment.
Okay, so
metaphorically, what is your shit?
What is your metaphorical shit?
It smells. It smells worse than the average shit.
No, what is it? What do you actually do?
Yeah.
That is the metaphor for instead of shitting in his apartment.
Oh, I pee.
Well, I hope it's in the toilet.
Yeah. To really show Philip, you go, just use his toilet, flush it down, that's it.
Yeah, he knows. He knows I've been there. He comes home and he goes, fuck again.
Are you telling me that you have a way to get into his apartment?
Nice, Pam. That was sick.
I'm a super superintendent.
Yeah, I made a copy of one of his keys.
How?
Whoa! Well, not how.
Go
to a key cutter.
Go to Home Depot, yeah.
Why?
Oh, because I can go in and pee and assert my dominance.
But I also meant, how did he get the key?
Well, let's just say this isn't the first time I sold Philip weed. And last time I was like, why don't you show me your keys? I think our keys are different sizes. I took one of his keys and I copied it and brought it back.
You sold him weed?
Yeah.
The munchies.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. He wasn't going to a party. His house was his party. Oh, what a sad man.
He dressed up like a goth for his own living room.
His own living room party. Oh, man. Oh boy. Maybe he was making a video. No, I doubt it.
Does that make it better?
I don't know. Social media makes us do bizarre things.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not on it. I don't know. Pretty cool, right?
You're not on social media?
No, not one. Name one. I'm off it.
Twitter?
Yeah.
Grindr.
Off. okay, so what I was going to say is, how does him having the munchies mean that he ate too much? Is that what you're getting at?
Oh, I just mean that he was for sure eating that spread.
Okay, yes. Yeah,
so
we got
he
it.
Went to the 24-hour store and came back in.
The milk and
the night before, because he that's when he came back with his shopping bags.
At H&M.
Yes, but it wasn't the grocery bags. I thought maybe he did two trips.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
So when would the second trip have been to Milk and Things?
Sometime in the night.
Yeah. Sometime in the night.
Dancing after weed.
Munchies.
Guess the weed needs to go to the Milk munchies. And Milk
24
and Things.
Hours. Yeah.
Goes down.
It was a veggie bread day.
Comes back. So he's already got it. Yeah. So this was on the way up.
Yeah.
So
dies.
We can brush over that part.
Then.
But, wait. If he's in the middle of the night in this old mansion.
Yeah.
Walking through the lobby.
Ghosts.
Ghost.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! A ghost! Yes! Oh yeah. Boy! Oh.
He would. All his candles were upstairs in his room.
Oh.
He didn't have one with him.
Okay, so earlier you were talking about some kind of pentagram. So he created this magazine dance circle. Maybe a bad spirit thought it was kind of opening to the other world.
Yeah, they confused it for a pentagram.
For a pentagram circle.
That's right, yeah.
They come in, then they see this guy is not even finishing the seance. He's just going to Milk and Things to get his pate.
Because he got high, yeah.
The ghost is pissed because the ghost is like, I'm not not fully formed
ghosts
yet.
Are narcs too. Freaking hate weed.
Yeah, okay.
Well, they all died before it was like, you know,
cool.
Popular. Yeah,
right.
Cool.
Yes,
so.
They don't know okay. about don't know. Weed.
So yeah, they go up, they get pissed.
Right, but the ghost, because he's not fully formed, can't leave the threshold of the building.
Right.
So he gets angry, Philip's at the milking things. Philip comes back from milking things with a little bit of veggie pate.
Yeah, and the ghost taints it.
It was in the bag.
It was in the bag, yeah. He could have been munching. I know when I'm walking home late at night, I'll like start eating things
right
out.
Yeah, you crack that bag before you.
Yeah, you open up the nugget box and you're just eating them all on the way home.
The nugget?
McNugget.
Oh.
From the McDonald's at Bloor and Ossington, as you walk up to around Ossington and DuPont, you pretty much finish the whole box.
I can't eat McDonald's. It gives me diarrhea. And that's not a clean shit.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like you at all.
No.
So we can, I guess, assume the ghost did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that wraps up another successful episode of Kill Today.
Yeah, wow. Can't believe it was Ghost.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it sounds like Ghost's still in your building. Did not cross over. He's still on the loose.
Uh-oh. Murder Ghost on the loose.
So maybe put up a notice that don't make any accidental pentagrams in your building.
Yeah, careful about those accidental pentagrams.
Yeah.
Pentagrams.
Don't make a pentagram.
I guess we should have some kind of, I don't know.
Exorcism?
Yes.
Exterminator?
Yes.
Who are you going to call?
Yeah, do you know any priests or anything?
I'd rather not keep it. I'd rather have some kind of maybe a shaman. I don't know if I want a priest because they're just going to bring in their own weird mumbo jumbo, you know. Suddenly,
where are shamans?
Our building is going to get filled with the mad little children. Oh, well, that's sorry.
What?
Never mind.
I want to thank Matt Probst who does our theme song. You can like us on Facebook, review and rate us on iTunes,
sure.
And subscribe as well. You can email us at killtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. In fact, this murder was suggested by Matt Ouellette.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
If you want to be Matt Ouellette.
Yeah, he outlined this whole 50-minute plot.
Yeah, and we read
in
the script.
Detail. So you can do the same.
Yeah.
Give
Thanks,
us a suggestion.
Matt.
That's all I've got going on. Pam, High Park.
Yeah. Well,
not a lot goes on out there. That seems like a boring place to be.
High Park?
Far away from anything fun and cool.
Yeah, it seems far away from the downtown core. Do you travel often to get your entertainment kicks?
Oh, sure. When I'm looking for a big mouth laugh, I go to the different comedy clubs in this beautiful city. And, yes, you know, right now there's a great show on at Second City called She the People, and it's an all-women's cast. Which is very fun because
a room full of women.
And I love women. I'm dating one. so it's a great show called She the People, all women cast. And it's called Girlfriend's Guide to Sisterhood or something like that. And that's the tagline. And it's featuring alumni of the Second City. So you go you go to a Second City show, you think I'm going to get the good ones. And this one, you're getting a bunch of special good ones.
Yeah, the best of the good ones.
Sure, yeah. So it was directed by Carly Heffernan, who is the goodest of the goodies. And then we've got Karen Parker, very funny. Then we've got Ashley Como, what a voice. We've got Trisha Black, who isn't a Second City alumni, but mark my words, will be soon. Ooh, she's funny.
Well, yeah, after this show.
nice point. We've got Anne Pornell, who's just a goddess in a body, and Paloma Nunez, who couldn't be more wonderful. And is that everybody? Oh, then there's this big-eyed goof called Kirsten Rasmussen, and she's okay, too.
Does she have any kind of handles on social media or anything that...
On the Twitter, Trevor doesn't know about any of these. Trevor Noah is not on Twitter. she's at Kiki Razzle.
And any final thoughts for us, Trevor Noah?
I just want to say congratulations to you and Emily. I mean, you don't have to keep that secret of the building, man. Like, we're all super happy for you guys.
Oh, that's so nice.
So,
and Trevor, congrats about you and Diane.
Yes.
Okay, please don't mention that just in case. I don't know if my mom's going to be cool with it.
So. And I'd love a girlfriend, too, if anyone's out there listening.
Dude, watch The Craft.
Okay. Keep your stick on the ice.
Killed to Death is produced and engineered by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky. Special thanks to Katie Lohr, Matt Probst, and Tom Shank. Rate and subscribe on iTunes and like Killed to Death on Facebook so they know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.